The Book at a Glance. Introduction. The introduction talks about the book's primary purpose, which isn't to help someone plan a wedding, but to serve as a guide for a successful marriage. It isn't just about the few hours of the wedding ceremony. It is about the lifelong journey with a partner and whether it's the right decision. It's also an introduction to the author, Gary D. Chapman, his experiences in the field of marriages and counseling. Chapter 1. I wished I had known that being in love is not an adequate foundation for building a successful marriage. Chapter 1 highlights the fact that although being in love is a good thing, it's not the sole building block and foundation for a successful marriage. There are other factors to consider, and we must not be blind to them. Chapter 2. I wished I had known that romantic love has two stages. Chapter 2 explains the two stages of romantic love. The easier first stage, and the harder second stage that requires more work and effort from both sides of the marriage. This chapter of the book also delves into the different love languages, specifically the five love languages mentioned in Gary Chapman's previous work, The Five Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts, as well as the different ways to find, decipher, and understand our own love languages. Chapter 3. I wished I had known that the saying, like mother like daughter and like father like son, is not a myth. Chapter 3 focuses on characteristics and communication patterns that people learn from their parental models. This greatly affects relationships, especially marriages, because knowing your partner's parents gives you a glimpse of what your partner will be in a few years' time. When a certain behavior or pattern of communication bothers you, it should be openly discussed in the relationship to take steps to eradicate any unhealthy characteristics that might have been engraved onto your partner through their parents. Chapter 4. I wished I had known how to solve disagreements without arguing. Chapter 4 talks about how conflicts are normal in relationships and that they should be solved together through a peaceful way. This chapter talks about learning to listen to our partners and understand where they're coming from in order to come to a mutual decision, either meeting halfway, admitting that one's idea is better, or setting aside the conflict for another time because there is no viable solution in sight at the moment. Chapter 5. I wished I had known that apologizing is a sign of strength. Chapter 5 talks about the importance of apologizing and recognizing that it is a sign of strength. This chapter also includes a summary of apology languages that different people might speak. Understanding these languages makes apologies more meaningful. Chapter 6. I wished I had known that forgiveness is not a feeling. Chapter 6, in response to Chapter 5, highlights the importance of forgiveness, what it is and what it isn't. It stands by the fact that time alone will not heal a relationship because forgiveness opens the door for growth. Chapter 7. I wished I had known that toilets are not self-cleaning. Chapter 7 talks about marital roles and how to come to terms with them. This includes different ways on how roles and responsibilities can be given to individuals in a relationship. A person's view on who does what in a relationship varies depending on what environment they grew up in and what they consider themselves good at. Chapter 8. I wished I had known that we needed a plan for handling our money. Chapter 8 highlights the importance of money management in marriages. My money and your money becomes our money, just as your debts and my debts become our debts. Financial plans will prepare marriages for the big decisions in the future, such as buying a house or a car. Chapter 9. I wished that I had known that mutual sexual fulfillment is not automatic. Chapter 9 talks about sexual fulfillment and sex in general. In this section of the book, the author debunks the mere myth that reality idea that in order for a couple to sexually be fulfilled, they must reach climax simultaneously. This chapter also focuses on how to treat intercourse as well as foreplay, and that sex with your partner is an intimate act that grows from a loving relationship. Chapter 10. I wish I had known that I was marrying into a family. Chapter 10 focuses on the importance of maintaining positive relationships with extended family. When you marry, you don't just marry the